You're listening to Bison Report Radio, presented by 24/7 Sports.
You guys have done a great job for Bison Nation throughout the years here. Great to be on with you.
Last time you had me on, I told you guys were the best in the business, and I really mean that. Your coverage of Bison basketball is always top-notch, and the players, the coaches, the fans, we all appreciate it.
I mean, I think you and your staff now have done an amazing job with the Bison Report. Again, I think it gives NDSU fans an outlet to go to for good football coverage, elite basketball coverage, and everything recruiting.
You know, I really appreciate you guys, Bison Report, for what you guys do for Bison football.
Here's your host and publisher of Bison Report, Ross Uglow.
Is up, Bison fans, and welcome back to another edition of the Bison Report Radio Podcast. I am your host, Ross Uglum, publisher of Bison Report for 24/7 Sports. Joining me for potentially one last time here at the Ramada in Sioux Falls is my guy, North Dakota State men's basketball analyst, Nate Zastro. Nate, how you doing, buddy?
It's Championship Tuesday, and we got Bison versus Jacks again, and I think NDSU is playing really, really well, and we're looking forward to a great game tonight. I think it's going to be two teams that are playing really well, and it's going to be a battle.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say this, we'll get into the Oral Roberts game, and we'll get into, you know, some of the post-game comments that were made, and, build some drama. That's what we're here for. And then obviously preview the South Dakota State situation, but I think what was made most clear to me, and, you know, people are going to say that it doesn't matter if they don't win tonight. And honestly, a lot of the stuff doesn't matter if they don't win tonight, you know. David has always been a coach that isn't really about the CBI or the CIT or the Vegas 16 or any other such nonsense that isn't the NCAA tournament. And so, you know, you don't know if it's the last ride for these guys. But what I will say is, there is a bigger gap between North Dakota State and the third best team than there is a gap between SDSU and North Dakota State. And I think you've seen that in the four, you know, the 2 4-point losses. But I just really saw two teams. I mean, NDSU won by 40 if you combine the two. And I would guess that South Dakota State was pretty similar, you know, because Omaha got close, but USD didn't. So, you know, I think these are two teams that just walked through this tournament, and they're the two best teams in the conference. And again, nobody cares. The only thing that's going to matter, and by the way, folks, disavow yourself of the notion that South Dakota State is getting into the NCAA tournament if they lose tonight. They are not. That is not happening. But they're the two best teams, and I think that was really, really confirmed for me last night.
Yeah, South Dakota State dominated South Dakota. They couldn't keep up offensively, and credit South Dakota. They had a pretty good year. I think they might have even overachieved a little bit from what they expected without losing to Moudé and Putz White being out for the year. But, I mean, two just dominating performances, and I think NDSU is peaking, especially offensively, at the right time. They're playing really fluid and getting contributions from all over the place, and Sam Griesel is arguably playing the best of anyone in the conference right now, along with Shireman.
Sure, and you know, that was one thing that I had mentioned to you, was credit to Todd Lee for how hard those guys play, but man, there's just a talent gap there. Like, Comateros is a nice player. Archambault was a nice player. Perel Hunt's a nice player. You need more than nice players to beat, you know, South Dakota State, and that's what you've got at NDSU is two first-team all-league guys, a phenom in Grant Nelson, and, you know, a quote-unquote nice player in Tyree Edey. But Tyree Edey is offensive option 4, defensive option 1. Bowden Skunberg, you know, finally starting to hit some threes. And I guess we can get right into the Oral Roberts, you know, breakdown. I said this too, even when Oral Roberts, you know, had the success that they had in the round of eight, I didn't want to see any of Western, you know. I Oral Roberts was always the worst matchup because NDSU has those two perimeter defenders that really cause problems for them and make guys like Weaver and Lotzes beat you, make guys like Lufile beat you. And either those guys weren't able to do that, or B, they weren't comfortable with that as a game plan, because Max still shot the ball like 28 times, and I think that McBride was right behind him.
Yeah, and I think even more along those lines is Oral Roberts is a bad matchup defensively against a big, long NDSU team.
That's how Apple had 41.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Griesel, he got switched onto some bigs sometimes and just blew straight by him to a finish. Or it didn't get switched. He had Ace Mr. McBride on him, and he still went downhill to the basket. They cut him off, and then he just went to a back down and went and finished. Tyree did the same thing. Grant did the same thing. They just had no answer to the size of NDSU. And NDSU defends really well. They do really well defending without fouling. And Oral Roberts isn't a team that is going to be moving the ball all over the place. I think Ace Smith had two assists in the three games that they played while jacking up shots. And a physical player like Tyree, a physical player like Bowden, who play with their hands outside their body and don't really foul. I mean, Oral Roberts, it's just one of those teams that doesn't match up well with an NDSU team and might play better against other teams, but it's just a bad matchup for them. And NDSU exploited everything last night, and granted, shots went in at a pretty amazing clip. They shot 60% for the night. But just defensively, Oral Roberts had no answer.
No, and honestly, like, Oral Roberts didn't guard people last year either, but they'd score with you, you know, and that's a big difference with, you know, not having Kevin O'Banner. If this is the last, you know, the last act of Max Asmus, what an impressive dude. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, I'll remember. Everybody seems to think he's going to get a real shot with the NBA. I mean, there are some great players in this league that never got a shot in the NBA. Taylor Braun, Mike Daum, like, never, you know, never made it. Ben Woodside never made it. Nate Walters was one of the guys that did make it. And, you know, you talk about Walters, you talk about Conchar, but it takes, like, these very, very high-level Summit League guys. And that's what, you know, we've seen in Max. And, like I mentioned, sure, NDSU gave up 67 points to Max this year in three games. It was on 81 shots. Yep. That's how you beat Oral Roberts. Is, sure, he gets his 25, but if it took 23 shots to get to 25, how effective was it? How many? And then the important part about that is you have to rebound his misses. And I think they were okay at that. You know, Lufile still got his on the offensive glass, but ultimately they were able to clear out when they were able to force bad shots.
Yeah, and Lufile obviously had a huge game against Western Illinois. I think he had 18 and 14. Last night, 17 minutes, missed three point-blank layups and didn't even score. I don't know if that's part of having a little extra pressure on him from the previous meeting. Who knows what's going through your head there. But NDSU did a great job. They knew Max was going to get his shots. They tried to make that as tough as they could. They knew with that they needed to make sure guys like Weaver or Loxus or Juergens or what's the other little Phipps and those guys aren't going out and hitting 3-4 threes, because that's when Oral Roberts was really good. Max is going to get his 20-25. He's going to get up his 20-some shots. They made it tough for him, and him and McBride still hit shots to make him hang around, but they weren't good enough defensively. They were going to need to play a lot better and hit more shots to be able to keep up last night, and it really was never a game. I mean,
no,
it was 8 to 10-ish, but then NDSU extended it back to 15-20, and that was all over but the crying.
Right, and you know, it was stressful just in the situation that, well, it's a season-ending game, but I don't think they were stressed. I mean, they sure didn't play like it. Goodness. I guess we can talk, you know, the post-game situation, you know, the handshake, whatever. I was really interested to see, like, Bowden's handshake with Paul Mills. Ultimately, though, you know, I fell on the sword. I asked Coach if they addressed it. It was a very short answer. We came here to play basketball. That's in the past. And that's fine. I mean, that's honestly, I didn't expect a great answer, but it just felt like it had to be asked. Ultimately, though, you know, Paul Mills is an asshat, man.
Yeah, I didn't understand the comment. I know you were going to bring it up, but I get it. We're in South Dakota. You weren't playing South Dakota State. And
no.
For him to come out and say he was looking at KenPom and this is a road. This they were telling me it's a road game and we didn't play well enough to win on the road. NDSU has like 300 fans here, folks.
Yes, yeah. And we hope that improves tonight. But here's the deal: the weather sucks. It's a half an hour drive from an 18-0 Summit League team in Brookings, South Dakota. All their fans bought up the tickets. By the way, Paul, all their fans are liquored up after watching their team win, sitting in the seats, cheering for your team.
Yeah,
it wasn't even.
If he wants to say a road game, he can come tonight and he can watch NDSU play a road game.
It's not going to be a road game. But it was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And let me tell you what. If there's an excuse to be made, Paul Mills will make it. He will find it and he will make it.
Yeah, for him to think that last time was a road game, I mean, yeah, it was a great atmosphere. South Dakota State fans were rooting for Oral Roberts. I mean, we heard him behind 1,000%. Us rooting for Oral Roberts.
There's a guy behind me, and so you need to understand, Nate and I got demoted to the second deck. We got pushed off of courtside, and so our backs were right next to, because it's a hockey arena. Ultimately, it's a hockey arena, the way that it's designed. So every time Max Abrams would miss, there was this, and he was not neutral. He was in true blue Under Armour South Dakota State gear, and he would slam his hand down on the board every time Max would miss. I mean, they were rooting like it was one of their kids. And that's, like I said, that's what bugged me. Not only was it not a road game, it wasn't even a neutral site game. If you would have gotten anything going, their SDSU's crowd would have gone nuts.
Yeah, and it's a neutral floor. It's not any team's home floor, and both teams have played the same amount of games there. And, I mean, the only thing I can think of is last year, he probably loved it in Sioux Falls, and we talked about it after the game. He was
one
at
the
Pentagon, and it was players and their families there and coaches and their families there. So, just an excuse of a comment, and unfortunately, he's had a couple of those. Road game or not, they didn't play well enough to win, and NDSU completely took them to the woodshed from start to finish in that game.
All right, moving on to tonight's game against South Dakota State. You know, like we mentioned, had a chance, I think had a 15-point lead up in Fargo, played well in Frost, certainly gave them the biggest scare in Frost. They're going to be in Big Frost tonight. I mean, there's no way around that. And not only that, but it's going to be a bunch of ornery South Dakota State fans because their women's team just lost and could be looking at hosting an NIT bid when at points in the season, I think they were ranked inside the top 25. So this is going to be an angry bunch of Jackrabbit fans. NDSU, I think, is like a 1 out of 10 in BPI, 90 to 10, something like that, 6-point underdog. You wouldn't tell it from listening to Coach, though, man. He thinks they're going to win. What makes NDSU such a tough matchup for a South Dakota State team that really hasn't been challenged outside of in Tulsa?
I think they match up really well. Just individual matchups, I think they match up well. Tyree's a guy who can guard Shireman and use his physicality as long as he stays out of foul trouble. You can bring a guy in like Bowden off the bench to guard Zeke Mayo. And then depending on when Morgan comes in, Dave talked about him being an X factor tonight potentially. I mean, he can come in when Apple comes in. Rocky's big and physical to make things tough for Douglas Wilson. We talked about it on the ride back over here. The main guys are going to get there somehow, some way. NDSU needs to limit guys like an Easley or a Mims and not let them go hit 3-4 threes. They did a great job, and we talked about it. I said their game plan, and they did it in Brookings, and it kept them in the game, kept the crowd out of it. You have to make them a two-point shooting team. They shoot too well from the three. In an atmosphere like tonight, if you go hit 2-3 threes in a row and the lead gets sent to 8-10, the crowd's going to be just going crazy, and it might be tough to come back from. So I think they need to continue to make SDSU play through the post and try to score tough finishes at the rim, and it'll keep them in the game because I think NDSU is playing well enough offensively, especially in this tournament, to be there in the end. And I think we have the players that can make plays late in the game.
And ultimately, too, I think this has been one of the better road teams in the history of North Dakota State basketball. I remember the old split on the road, win them all at home Bison. They lost 3 home games this year. They're 13-5, meaning they went 7-2 on the road in conference. I think they were one of the first Bison teams ever to win 9 road games because they won a couple of true road games. I think they went out to Cal Poly and got a dub and
Pacific.
Right. Yeah. And you know, we're certainly Sam Griesel away from winning at UNLV, if not just a couple other buckets going this way or that. So this is a team that I think is going to be ready for this environment. And honestly, Nate, if they do get down 8, 10, 12, I don't think it's over. I mean, I think they've got that kind of fight. They have that kind of mentality. And that's one thing, man. Like, this is a team, by the way, folks, that was down 45-20 at halftime of last year's Summit League championship game. I'm not saying they want to dig that kind of hole again, but this is a group that just, with Tyree, Sam, and Rocky, is just not going to be phased.
No, and I think they're a confident group. I don't think they thought that they played well mostly throughout the year. They had spurts where they played well. I think everything's coming together. I mean, if you would have told me this team scored 82 and 92 at the Summit League tournament, I would have been like, holy crap. Like,
yeah. How much did they win by?
It's just not an offensive – hasn't been an offensive team. But, I mean, they're finding a way to exploit matchups, and they're playing through the post. They're being able to get guys like Tyree and Sam. We were a team that literally just – seemed like we jacked up bad threes and just had bad lulls offensively where we had cold spells. And that's kind of gone away. We've been really efficient. We're making sure we're taking the right threes. And it's going to be important tonight to make sure we get good shots because we want to keep SDSU out of transition because that's when they're going to be at their most efficient and keep them from getting open threes.
And ultimately, to me, Nate, I think the most important thing is it's just got to be somebody. I don't think we're going to, and I'd be happy to be wrong, I don't think we're going to get 35-14 from Rocky Cruiser. If Sam wants to provide 25-10-8, that'd be great. But I think it's going to have to be, if they're going to win this game and truly shock mid-major basketball and send Bison fans home happy, I think it's got to be 8 points from Bowden Skunberg on 3 shots. I think it's got to be 20 from Grant. I think it's, you know, Malik Harden-Hayes all of a sudden has 9 points on 5 shots.
Yeah, it's going to have to be something.
It's going to have to be somebody. And, you know, that person, if it happens, immortal. I mean, that's what March is about. That's what the madness is about. That's what happens here in Sioux Falls. Do you have any other thoughts on tonight's game? Any other keys to the game?
No, I think NDSU... they're the top team in the Summit League defending the three. SDSU is obviously the top three-point shooting team in the league. It's going to be a defensive battle. I think NDSU is a better defensive team if they keep playing how they have been offensively. I think they can win the game. I think this is a very even matchup with individual matchups and depth and everything. And I think NDSU is a better defensive team, and if they can go and string some stops together for 3-4 minutes and put some pressure on SDSU where they're playing from behind, those threes don't fall quite as much when you're down 8-10. And I know they've been leading for most of these games, which is why they're 18-0.
Most of their season.
Yeah, so, I mean, put some pressure on them. Get a little 8-10 point lead and see if those threes fall as much. Just winning the glass, making them shoot twos, and making sure we get good shots and keeping them out of transition.
And ultimately, and we'll close with this, but what I think the biggest key is to – is, you know, this is Rocky, Sam, and Tyree's 4th Summit League Tournament Championship. Because of a number of failures by South Dakota State, none of their kids have ever been in this spot before. None of them. No one is still here from that 2018 team.
And the pressure's on them.
The pressure is on South Dakota State. No question about it. I think... You know, if you're thinking with your head and not with your heart, at least I still believe, you know, South Dakota State maybe wins this game 6 out of 10 times, 7 out of 10 times. You know, I'm not going to go all the way there with BPI because BPI, I thought Oral Roberts was a better team. So, and that's just not, I mean, that's flatly not true. NDSU has won 3 games against Oral Roberts by a combined 41 points. NDSU beats them 8 out of 10 times on a neutral floor, if not more. I still think there's a chance, though, that tonight could be one of those 3 out of 10 or one of those 2 out of 10 because of that experience. And there's something about Dave, man. It comes to March, he turns into the goddamn Terminator.
It's not March. It's Dave.
January, February, Dave. All right, folks. Thank you for coming on with this ride with us with North Dakota State men's basketball this season. Thank you to the good folks at Hurt and Horns. Have a phenomenal Championship Tuesday, folks, and go Bison.